strange things are happening. All aboard, all aboard. Now I'd like to take you where grown-ups can never go. A land just for children, and the password is ho-ho. Ho-ho.
Ho-ho.
Hee-hee.
Hee-hee.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
Strange things are happening. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Three.
Dude, now make sure you get how the...
Hi. Yeah, is this, no, is this be, fine?
Because that's a very
is this
close
really line. Fine?
Brian says you've got to hug the mic.
Oh, oh.
Don't.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Hoo, hoo.
Hoo, hoo.
Ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
Strange things are happening. Strange things.
150 tapes.
150 tapes.
That's a
Paul.
Lot of tapes. Paul.
Bob.
And,
yeah, that's a lot, Bob. you're Bob and I'm Paul, right?
I don't have to. They know who you are. They know who I am.
We're twins. So I keep getting us mixed up. Yeah, yeah.
Strange things are happening. Strange things. Strange things. Happening.
You made him sick of virtue. I'll make him so sick of vice he'll sing for decency. I'll give him perfume and jazz until his head reels. He wants some hot, does he? All right, I'll give him a volcano. They'll have to call out the whole fire department to put me out.
Strange things. Strange things. Don't tell anyone. Promise.
All-Mac Production, in association with Wildside Studios, presents the oddest audio assembly ever committed to tape.
In the Wildside.
You're on the Wildside at 761-3330. You must have made a wrong turn somewhere.
Hello, troops. This is William Wilde. Welcome to the Wild Side. You'll be dancing to this show from the 18th through the 22nd of August. We got all kinds of music and comedy and stuff for you. And this is turning out to be a very musical show. This one guy called in with a parody of the song Moon River, and some sweet lady with a really terrific voice called and sang an old Carol King song. And there's Mr. Churchill's review of the Tchaikovsky concert, and Karen with a recommendation for a nightclub, not to mention the Trash Man and Jay Allen and Snow White, Gypsy, Bob 213, Danny, all dancing, all singing, all for you. Anyway, on a personal note, I dropped by the Shakey's Pizza Parlor where the line runner Bert of the Party Line was hosting the Party Line Party Line Party Line Party. I'm sorry, I got lost. Where was I? Oh, right. There was ample parking, ample pizza, and ample people.
Who could ask for anything more?
Disgusting. But I better get started because we've got so much time and so little to do. Strike that. Reverse it. Thank you.
Okay. This is Jay Allen from Morgan, New York. This is Munson Plus. You wonder why I've been calling for a while. It's because my mom got a little tick to the phone bill. Don't understand why moms get so mad at that. A $99 phone bill shouldn't get too mad. Oh, anyway. Just like I said, I don't know if I'll be able to listen to Wildside, but I just called in to see how things are doing. So the movie line, The Continuing Adventures of the Gopher Twins, and I'm going to be able to call that because it's pretty short. Oh, the Wildside, just hear my majestic voice. I'm sorry, guys. But next month it may be better. Tune for Saints, maybe once a month. I don't know. It's pretty expensive to call. All the way from New York. Well, hopefully I'll be hearing you this month. And hopefully I'll be hearing you again. This is JL. Showing it off.
Wow, this is really wild. I called your line, and this wild site is really wild. I really like it. I think it's really excellent stuff. Keep up the good work. This has been a comment from Dodson Valley.
Hi, this is Danny Van Eyes, and I've got a short little story that I found from a friend of mine. And he wrote it, and his name is D.C. Current. And it's called The Sex Life of the Electron. And it reads, one night when his charge was pretty high, Micro Farid decided to seek a cute little coil to let him discharge. He picked up Millie Amp and took her for a ride on his megacycle. They rode across the Wheatstone Bridge, around the sine waves, and stopped in the magnetic field by a flowing current. Micro Farid, attracted by Millie Amp's characteristic curves, soon had her fully charged and excited her resistance to a minimum. He laid her on the ground potential, raised her frequency, and lowered her reluctance. He pulled out his high-voltage probe and inserted it into her socket, connecting them in parallel, and began short-circuiting her resistance shunt. Fully excited, Millie Amp mumbled, "Ohm, ohm, ohm." With his tube operating at a maximum and her field vibrating with his current flow, caused her shunt to overheat, and microfarad was rapidly discharged and drained of every electron. They fluxed all night, trying various connections and sockets, until his magnet had a soft core and lost all of its field strength. Afterwards, Milliamp tried self-induction and damaged her solenoids. With his battery fully discharged, microfarad was unable to excite his field, so they spent the rest of the night reversing polarity and blowing each other's fuses. And that was my comment for this week, and thanks a lot, and see you later.
Why, that's ridiculous.
Hello, Wild Bill, what's going on? Well, this is Mark North Hollywood Jr.
Hey, Karen, you are right. Rags, it's a hot band. I used to own their mascot, and I know Steve and everyone, and they're all cool people. And I do suggest you go see them at the country club because they are a hot band. All right, well, this has been a public announcement from Mark North Hollywood Jr. Wild Bill, you're doing excellent, man. Keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, it's Karen, Grateful Dead, the Divine Slut calling. And I tend to agree with Barbara about Rambo. That you shouldn't go see it because of the way it glorifies war. I haven't personally seen it, but for those reasons, I will not go see it, you know? And I never saw Rambo Part 1, you know, First Blood, whatever the hell the movie is, because, you know, it's like watching the Fall Guy when bikers invade the town. You know, whenever they have, like, an episode about bikers, they always show the bikers invading the town and robbing, you know, and raping and this and that, you know, and of course all bikers use drugs, and it's just, you know, I hate these little stupid ways they make just for movies or television shows where they glorify one thing or put down another thing. And, you know, I'm going to write The Fall Guy because of this episode they have with this, with, you know, bikers and Sylvester Stallone, you know, I should write him a letter and tell him he's a dick for accepting the role in Rambo, because if anyone feels anything for people that had a fight in that war, then you know, they'd do the same thing. Or they wouldn't patronize movies like that, you know? Anyway, this has been Karen Grateful Dead and Divine Slut. As far as suggesting what to do over the summer, like I've said before, the country club's happening, heavy metal music, or just rock and roll, especially Fridays and Saturday nights. That's located on Sherman Way on, and can be right near Racina Boulevard. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the tip, Karen. So, quick, all you rowdy rockers, grab yourself a can of spray paint and make a note of this. The Country Club is located at 18415 Sherman Way in Reseda. The phone is 818-881-9500. It's a no-age limit club with a restaurant and free parking. On Monday the 19th, see Monsters of the Universe, and they'll be giving away 500 free prizes. Wednesday, see the Outlaws. Thursday, it's Legion Center Stage. Friday night, catch Fishbone. And Saturday, it's the KDSK Dance Party. And, well, I'd really love to go too, but I still haven't found the switch that opens the metal sliding doors to the studio. Well, yeah, I went to Bert's party, but only because some rent-a-cop came and opened the doors from the other side and walked me out to my car. I doubt if I could have found it on my own, especially blindfolded like that. So I guess it really wouldn't matter, would it? If I could open the door, this place is so massive, I'd probably get lost and die in some dark corridor before I could find my way to the exit. But, you know, case, Sarah, Sarah. Whatever that means the future is full of beans. Case, Sarah, Sarah.
Snow White, and you'll probably never hear me again because I normally call the lines in the 714 area code due to the, like, the BS line, due to the fact that, you guys aren't in my zone area and I don't have money to pay the bill with long distance. I don't want to do that, but, Paul Mack, I just wanted to say hello because, like, I think you're cool and I wanted to leave input on your line, and since you probably won't play this, I will say something about a movie. The Breakfast Club is awesome. And if you want something to do this summer, let's see, something to do this summer. Well, why don't you look for a school to go to, because summer's almost over. Anyways, this has been Snow White, and I left you as Vivek Jones, Emperor of the Universe from the BS line. Remember, the BS line, just put a plug for them, is 964-2395. And if you want to leave input like I'm doing on your line, it's 964-2396. Anyways, have a cool day, and Paul, I did leave you a message, so you better talk back to me. Anyways, ta-ta!
How about that? Snow White calling for Paul Mack. Well, what's the matter, Snowy? Aren't seven dwarfs enough?
Hello, everybody. It's Gypsy, and I know that previously I said that there's nothing to do but sit home and watch TV, but I forgot. There are things to do. I just forgot because they're right around the corner, you know, like Disneyland and Magic Mountain and stuff like that. And speaking of Disneyland, I'm going to Disneyland this Sunday, and my best friend Karen Grateful Dead's going with me, and we were thinking that maybe we might bring a little Wild Side to Disneyland, or a little Bill, or both. So maybe you'd like to go with us, Bill. So, think it over, and we'll see what happens. I don't have a joke to tell you or anything, so I guess I'm just gonna go now, but, that was it. Ciao.
Well, thanks for the offer, Gypsy. I'd really like to go, thanks. But as you know, I have a little trouble getting in and out of my studio. Wait a minute. I know. I'll call computer maintenance. They ought to be able to tell me what buttons to push. Wow, what's the matter with me? Why didn't I think... Hang on just a second. I feel really dumb. I mean, I don't know why I never thought of this before. I mean, it seems so simple somehow.
Hello, computer room.
Yeah, hi. This is William Wilde. You know, from Wildside Studios?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Wildside, huh? Well, what is it that merits a call all the way from Canada?
Canada? I'm not in Canada. I'm in the same building you are.
You don't say. Whereabouts?
Well, I wish to hell I knew. I don't even have a map to this place.
It's pretty damn big.
Yeah, it is. But that really doesn't matter, though, because... Well, I can't get out of the studio anyway. I can't even get the door open.
That's too bad.
Yeah, and I don't... Well, I really don't know if I can take being locked in like this much longer.
Well, you need a computer maintenance man. That's what you need.
No kidding.
And a map.
Yeah, right. Well, that's why I called you. I thought, perhaps, that...
Hey, I'm sorry. I don't have any maps up here, bud. This is computer maintenance, not a Texaco station, you know.
But... Well, sorry, Gypsy. So much for Disneyland. But don't forget to call the Wildside input line at 761-0333 and tell us all about what a great time I missed. You had. Oh, hi, Blubberbutt. I mean, hi, Heather.
Yeah, William Wild, nice meeting you, by the way. There's a little bit of God in some of your music. I feel something really different in there. And sincerity, it's good. And you're the life of the party. And that's what else can I say? But anyhow, and also, it was nice meeting Denise, too, because she's a lovely lady and everything. And I'd like to listen to her sing sometime, maybe talk to her again or something. I don't know. Kind of speaking low because I'm kind of almost crashed out. But I hope to talk to you pretty soon again, sir. I want to get a copy of your music, your records, and so does Mark. So anyhow, hope to be talking to you again and everything. Once again, man, nice meeting you, and good job, real good music, okay? And I guess it's sort of time to leave for the time being. I'm going to get going.
Hey, dude, this is Donald from here, dude. I got something interesting to do, dude. Like, you can watch Different Strokes, dude. This new season, dude, because it's going to be really rad because I'm in it. Later days, bye.
And who knows? I might wind up having my own TV show.
On the Wild Side, things are really wild, yeah. It'll keep up the good work, you know. This is, who the hell am I? Oh, yeah, this is Sanchez of San Fernando. I'll see you here. And now back to our movie, man. The Jackson 5 story, starring the Osmond Brothers.
Skeletons is not Roy Rogers. It's really expensive pair of boots. I mean, really nice boots. And he was so proud of them, he wanted to wear them everywhere. So he won the next day out on the planes or whatever, fixing the fences and stuff. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes this wildcat, this mountain lion, comes up and runs up to him and grabs a hold of his leg and just starts chewing on his boot, you know, just starts chewing on it, attacking him. So he takes out his gun and he shoots him. He throws the cat over the horse and he rides back into the ranch. And Dale says,
"Pardon me, Roy. Is that the cat who chewed your new shoes?"
Pretty corny, huh? Bye.
And now for a special Wildside exclusive feature. We sent a Wildside staff reporter to tape record an interview with Inspector Kenyon, the chief investigator in the Who Shot Mr. Fun case. As you probably know, someone shot the telephone host weeks ago, but Inspector Kenyon seems to be closing in on the culprit. So now, here's our special report.
For Wildside Update, this is reporter Noah Vale with a Wildside exclusive. I'm standing here live with Inspector Kenyon, the chief investigator in the case of the shooting of telephone host Mr. Fun. Inspector Kenyon, are you making any progress?
Well, as any good detective knows, this kind of case is 10% head work and 90% leg work. Or is that 60% head work and 40% leg work?
You have an impressive arrest record, Inspector. The great brain robbery over at Calcom, the feedback caper.
Maybe it's 80% leg work, 10% head work, and 10% butt work. No, that ain't it.
Yes, well, what I'm getting at here, sir, is that with your experience, expertise, and keen detective's mind, we are all more secure in the knowledge that the identity of Mr. Fun's assailant will be discovered as quickly as possible.
Yeah, well, you got that right, pal. I mean, I don't mind telling you that with Inspector W.W. Kenyon on the case, you can rest assured that the person responsible for the despicable crime will be caught in the twinkling of a star. No, that's not right. In the apple of my eye. No, that ain't right. In the twinkling of an apple. No. In the twinkling apple of a giant step for mankind. No, that's not it either.
Yes. Well, thank you, Inspector Kenyon. For Wildside Update, this is Noah Vail returning you to your program.
In the twinkling of a...
That's right, yeah. Even if I didn't, you don't think I'd be fool enough to stick around here, do you?
Hello, wild-sided callers. Leopold Churchill here with a simply smashing concert review for you. I had the absolutely breathtaking pleasure to see the 1985 Tchaikovsky Spectacular at the Hollywood Bowl. For those of you not in the know, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, born 1840, died 1893, was a Russian composer of some of the world's most beautiful music this side of Franz Liszt. The Los Angeles Philharmonic performed wonderfully under the direction of Garcia Navarro. The Piano Concerto No. 1 in D-flat minor was truly a bag full of ear candy, played beautifully by pianist Brigitte Angeret, a truly formidable player with a very delicate yet commanding control of the ivories. Intermission, of course, consisted of a glass of Pouilly Fouché and a small spoonful of the real thing. Act two was a splendid performance of the Romeo and Juliet Overture. However, I found that the crickets outside the bowl kept very poor timing. The event ended, of course, with the smashing 1812 Overture, featuring cannons, a dazzling fireworks extravaganza, and accompaniment by the USC Trojan Marching Band. A truly exhilarating concert for young and old alike. This is the second year I've attended the Tchaikovsky Spectacular at the Bowl, and I would highly recommend it for music lovers everywhere, even if your main tastes lie with punk or heavy metal. In September, I shall be attending the John Williams Spectacular and will have a review for you at that time. Regarding last week's Wildside program, well, I have a chum who also runs a line called... Well, never mind. You probably never heard of it anyway. And anyway, he would like me to relay this message to William. Right on, William. Right on. And until that time, Houston, until that time. This has been Leopold Churchill here. Thank you. Cheerio.
Handel and Haydn and Rachmaninoff enjoyed a nice drink with their meal. But nowadays no one will serve them, and their gravy is left to congeal. Verdi and Wagner delighted the crowds with their highly original sound. The pianos they played are still working, but they're both 6 feet underground. They're decomposing composers, there's less of them every year. You can say what you like to Debussy, but there's not much of him left to hear. Claude Achille Debussy. Died 1918. Christoph Willibald Gluck. Died 1787. Karl Maria von Weber. Not at all well, 1825. Died 1826. Giacomo Meyerbeer. Still alive, 1863. Not still alive, 1864. Modest Mussorgsky. 1880, going to parties. No fun anymore.
Chopped liver, onions on the side. My social life has died from you, my friend. Shun me, they outrun me. The smell of my breath is slow death, sad but true. Your odor's twice as bad as beer, and people who drink beer agree. I know that your smell will not end. Always I'll offend my halitosis friend. Chopped liver in me.
Well, Trash Man, I don't think they hung up on you, and for that matter, neither did we. It's just that if you don't talk up loud enough, the machine will hang up on you automatically. And I would have played your song, too, so in the future, when you call, remember how far away you are and just talk more loudly, all right? Listen, don't blame us for the sound quality, either, because a Mac sound is the best there is. But 3,000 miles is a lot of phone cable. I'm running to beat the old digital readout, and so if I really hurry, I may have enough time to tell you that the Adventures of the Gopher Twins will be here Friday and Saturday. The next Wildside starts on August 25th, and I can remind you to call in with your reviews and comments to the Wildside input number at 761-0333. And as always, this whole mess will repeat if you stay on the line. Remember telephone at 818-882-9524. Observatory at 818-702-0429. Talk of the Town at 818-407-1111. And the Party Line in 213 area, 205-7980. And I gotta say, happy birthday to Paul Mack, Nino Telefun, Richie Callahan, and Bailey Telefun. And to Miss Blaze, remember the words of the American Have a Heart Foundation. Give generously, the heart you save could love you a lifetime. For Paul Mack Productions and Wildside Studios, this is William Wilde. and thanks for letting me do it in your ear.
Check. Program right wing. Mouth right.